I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A dangerous storm ripped through tents at a Haiti relocation camp on the six-month anniversary of the deadly earthquake. The trail of destruction was a reminder of the challenges ahead. Baptist Haiti Mission's Ron Sparks says they're building permanent homes, fixing schools and churches, and helping to get them running again. It's a big part of their outreach.
Those with injuries or those without homes have gone to the local village churches as a meeting place. And so in the process, we're able to share the gospel with those people, and they're very open and receptive to it.
Next, who knew getting rid of old books could be so rewarding? Connie McCollum says the Christian Resources International Barrier Bookshelf Program has helped believers around the globe.
We receive daily letters from people in other countries saying thank you for sending a Bible to them because they would never have an opportunity to read it for themselves.
So don't sell those garage sale books yet. Participate in Barrier Bookshelf by sending in old Bibles, theology books, and devotionals.
If you are looking to get rid of an extra Bible that you have laying around your house, Barrier Bookshelf is a great way to do that.
Finally, on April 25th, World Malaria Day, Childcare Worldwide asked you to provide mosquito nets for families in Kenya and Uganda. Well, thanks to generous donors like you, they met their goal of 550 nets, distributing them to some of the poorest people of Africa. Thanks to those nets, hundreds of lives are being saved from malaria-carrying mosquitoes. Plus, with each net received, recipients see Christ's love in action and how much He cares. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCVH's President Morgan Jackson. To get them both, call 1-800-995-4828 or just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.